Good morning, good morning, good morning. It's your girl, the why and why not. Because we can't hide to do. God is good when, all the time. When in doubt, we pray it out over here. Good morning, world kings and queens, USA. Yes, how to do. It is I, your girl, the why. Yes, it's Thursday. Okay, yes, it's Thursday out here. All right. It's kind of chilly. It was kind of chilly this morning. How y'all feel? I want to start off by saying give God some praise because guess what? You actually have another day. Good morning, beautiful. Good morning. Good morning. Yes, let's jump right off into it. Let's jump right off into it. Okay. All right, world, y'all something else. Let's go ahead and get into, okay, listen here. The rumors, all right. Word on the streets, a little pillow talk, okay? Rumors, so to speak, okay? It's your girl, the why. Now, allegedly, you know I love to throw that word out here. Okay, let's just get right off into it. Why y'all mad at Ryan Seacrest? Y'all upset at Ryan, because apparently he got the job at the Wheel of Fortune. And me personally, I thought he would just be fabulous for the job. I don't understand why y'all so upset about it. But, you know, word on the streets, okay, and sources are saying, okay, that, you know, the people, that mean y'all, wanted the network to shop out a little bit more, you know, let other people, let other hosts, get a chance, you know what I'm saying, at some, you know, at some other jobs, at some hosting jobs, you know. One, you guys are saying, critics, so to speak, you know, the people, okay, you can't get mad when the people are talking, baby. Word on the streets, okay. They saying that you guys should have interviewed other candidates, you know. Why just stop at Ryan? Well, one thing is, hey, we get the whole package. We ain't got to train them. And then sources are saying, word on the streets is, y'all didn't even give Vanna a try. You know, she been doing her little thing for years. You know, they are saying, why it couldn't be a woman host now? You know, throw something in it, a twist show, so to speak. You see what I'm saying? But see, the network, because, you know, I think I tend to know a little bit about these things, okay, in my mind, okay? It's your word of mine, okay? It is I. Yeah, they didn't feel like shopping out a whole lot of, you know, going through the ins and the outs with the people, probably messing up their, you know, their, what y'all like to call it? Y'all say the readings or the critics or what y'all like to say, the TV things, you know, the readings or the stats or whatever it's called, the TV views or whatever, that means a lot. Okay, the views mean a lot, and we can't afford for our station, our precious Wheel of Fortune, to slip and lose its ratings, right? That's what I mean, ratings. Forgive me, y'all. It's your girl, the why and why not, because we can't. We're learning together. The ratings is everything, baby, okay? And that shit matters, okay? If it's a swift change in some ratings and shit, and y'all know, when it's that week where, you know, everybody get that week, that sweeps and everything, where they want to win the awards and shit for good game show hosts and all that other shit. You know, that shit, you know, is important in this world today. Right, right. So, you know, I'm just saying, they didn't want to have to shop out and, you know, get your opinion and have to switch hosts every week. It's a mess when you have to do that. It's really hard. So that's why I don't want to say we settled for Ryan, but he was a better pick all the way around. He had everything we needed. We didn't have to train. We don't have to risk our ratings getting low. You know what I'm saying? We ain't got to risk the numbers. The numbers is everything, baby. The numbers and the money is everything, and we can't risk it, okay? So that's why, you know, coming from your girl to why, world, why they settled on Mr. Seacrest so fast. And I can't say it wasn't a bad settle at all. Very good settle. Now moving on. Okay. Y'all know on that sub, right, the ocean, you know, whatever that sub was that went down, you know, with those people. My condolences to their family. Now, we got the first sub pictures. They have recovered those. They got the pictures. I'm going to give you more on that story as it developed. Now, congratulations, okay, to Mr. John Legend and his beautiful wife, Miss Christy, on their fourth child. Okay, hey, ain't nothing wrong with a baby. Okay, they had a surrogate and all this and that, allegedly. You know what I'm saying? So congratulations on your baby. Yes, yes, a beautiful thing. It's always beautiful when we get new babies. Everybody love new babies. Listen, that is creating generational wealth. Okay, having kids. Okay, health is the new wealth, baby. Okay, having kids, you know, it creates, for me, longevity. It means you're going to live a while because you got to deal with them kids. They give you a purpose. You understand what I'm saying? You know what I mean, so to speak, allegedly, okay? Word on the streets, you know, a little pull a tug, so to speak, right? Rumors, okay, or what have you. I love saying allegedly. That way it keeps my ass out of court because I can't even afford to go. You understand me, okay? Now. In other news, allegedly, word on the streets, a little pull talk, rumors, so to speak. Okay, now, Troy and Kim's goddamn divorce, y'all, is getting real nasty. Okay, word on the streets is getting nasty, baby. Okay, allegedly the other day, okay, Troy was gonna call the police on one of Kim's friends for kidnapping. Okay, because word on the streets, allegedly Troy is saying this friend is not good, you know, around Kim and his children, you know, right. So, baby, it's getting nasty. Okay, listen, it's going to get bad worse before it get back good. You understand me? And that's just life. Shit, give me one real divorce that came out smelling like a motherfucker rose. Just tell me one. Okay, take your time, I listed, all right? In other news, all right? Congratulations to Jason Derulo, okay? All right, he has a new song with a new book, okay? How to Handle Problems, okay? Hey, okay? Handle it, you know what I'm saying? Handle it, how to handle some problems. Now, look like... Roseanne could be, allegedly... Okay, allegedly. Roseanne look like she need to pick up this book and learn how to handle some problems because she's under scrutiny, okay, about some comments she made about the Holocaust on a podcast. Yes, okay, allegedly. Okay, word on the streets a little pull a talk, so to speak. You understand me? Rumors and everything. Allegedly. I'll give you more on that story, baby. Okay, as it developed, they real mad at her. You know, you can't say that. You can't talk about no, sir, man, Bob. You cannot. Okay, yeah, remember that. And I'll give you more on that story as it developed. Now, this Eli Musk and Mark Zimmerman fight, everybody is talking about. They are saying it'll be the biggest fight in the world. And, okay, allegedly... Okay, word on the streets, a little pull a talk, rumors, so to speak. Both of these men are getting in training for this fight if it ever happens. Now, sources are saying, I'm just going to say it now. Sources are saying, if this shit ever go down, this will be the biggest fight of the goddamn year, y'all. Okay, and some people are saying that they don't know about them fighting because wouldn't they put their companies in jeopardy? Would that lower the value of their companies, this shit? Well, it's a lot on the line with this shit, baby. Okay, a whole lot. All right, and I'm going to give you more. I love that part right there. I'm going to give you more on that story as it develops, baby. Okay, now that's juicy. That's some juicy tea right there. Baby, that's some juicy motherfucking tea, ain't it? That, hey, this what y'all wanted, the people, okay? So they trying to put this shit into work, so I'm going to give you more on it, okay, as it developed. Now, listen, in other news, okay, apparently Tom Hanks' niece went on a reality show and had a big meltdown, Okay. Apparently, they was playing some sort of game, and she felt like that, you know, the network had made it too easy for, you know, the people them to know who she was. Okay. So, baby. Okay. Allegedly. Okay. All right. This is mere rumors. Okay. A little pillow talk. Word on the street, so to speak. Okay. Allegedly. Okay. Sources were saying, baby, she let their ass have it. She went off. She felt like the game was totally ungoddamn fair and unjust. Okay. Yeah. Sources on the street said, baby, she showed up and showed out, baby. And they loved that. You know, that's great for goddamn TV, baby. That's ratings right there. Okay. Sources are saying, okay. Yes, baby. Sources are saying that she's a natural. Okay. Yes, baby girl. You in. Okay. Friend, okay, sources are saying, baby, she's a natural, she's a network's dream. Okay, yes, baby, you went in there and got your place, baby, why not? Okay, it runs in the family, and your girl the wife will give you more on that story as it develops. Baby, ain't I'm something else? I'm something else. Now listen, y'all know the other day, allegedly, word on the street, Taylor Swift told her friends not to attack her friend, okay, John Mayer. Well, she said don't, and they did, okay? Allegedly, word on the streets, they came for that ass and did what they had to do. You know, all Taylor Swift, Swifties gonna go the fuck off. You know what I'm saying? They gonna feel the shit all over again, even though the songs are remakes, okay? Because she's, you know, word on the street, sources was saying, I give you more on that story as it developed. You know, everybody's a Taylor Swift friend. You know what I'm saying? Listen, right. Statistics are saying, I'm going to tell y'all what statistics are saying. Statistics are saying too much social media for our children is bringing on depression, stress, and and all that other mess. Okay, they said that we should try to limit social media for the children or the children for at least 3 hours a day. Okay, this is for like the teenagers. Okay, for the little ones, y'all should only be letting them be on them goddamn computers and all that shit for at least an hour a day, and they go do something else. Go outside, play with goddamn dolls, go run and shit, play some jump rope. You know what I'm saying? Go swim outside, play tag it, motherfucker, you it. You know what I'm saying? Something like that. You know what I'm saying? Duck a goose, okay? Well, something like that. Y'all don't let them go outside no more. You stick them in front of the TV and all these computers and shit, and all this shit is fucking them up. Live stream and all this other shit is fucking them up. They're losing their memory, okay? They start stressing when they can't get their phone. Hey, don't shoot the motherfucking messenger. I'm just saying, this is what statistics, this is y'all shit saying shit. You know, about the kids in the social media, which I do believe is true, because guess what? We didn't have all that shit when we was growing up. See, that shit, I feel like ain't nothing but a big-ass distraction, okay? All right? They need to be able to go outside, smell some motherfucking air. They need to learn how to learn, okay? Their mind needs to be clear. Don't need to be on social media worrying about what to wear, what's expensive, who to where to go. You know what I'm saying? That's adults' business, not kids. And guess what? What do I give you more, okay, on that story, as it develops. All right, now moving forward, today is Thursday. It's your girl, the Why and Why Not, because we can. We are on the Why experience, baby. I love you. Listen, no copyrights to any music you might hear in my background today. Now, getting into other news, you know what I'm saying, mere rumors. Word on the streets, so to speak. A little pillow talk. Right. Okay. They saying Madonna had a health scare the other day at one of her concerts. They had to postpone that shit and take her to the doctor because she was non-responsive. Allegedly. Word on the streets. Okay. A little pillow talk. You know what I'm saying? Rumors, so to speak. All right. And I'll give you more. Yeah, they said she was hospitalized after found unresponsive. Yeah, that's scary. Baby, that's scary. Y'all know, Madonna got them kids and everything. And shit, y'all know, y'all know, you know, Big McDonald, right, baby girl hitting that big 64, allegedly, word on the streets. Okay, a little pillow talk, rumors, so to speak. I'll give you more on that story as it develops. All right, I'm praying for her. I'm sending prayers and I'm sending, right, my prayer warriors over there to get her strong and get her ready. Because y'all know Madonna be doing her thing, baby. Okay, Madonna be doing her motherfucking thing. That's the material motherfucking girl. Bitch in a material motherfucking world. You better know it. Okay. Feeling in a material world. And I am a material girl. You know you live in a material world. Fuck it up. And I am a material. Live in a material world. Material. Shit, that was my shit. Material. I was fucking up with that. Y'all better ask somebody. That's my girl. I love me some Madonna. So I will keep y'all posted on this story. Because shit, Madonna is the motherfucker. Shit, that's the queen. That's the diva, baby. She's slay. She done had all that little nice look. Yeah. You better know about it. Okay, allegedly. Okay, a mere rumor, so to speak. A little pillow talk. You know what I'm saying? Word on the streets. All right. I'm definitely going to give you that story because my prayer goes out for Miss Madonna because, I, like I said, I love her. Detroit air quality is very bad. Okay. I'm going to send prayers out that way. Y'all be careful. All right. Allegedly, Wendy Williams' son is very concerned. I brought y'all this story the other day. Okay, because I was very concerned because I'm still praying for her. I still got, you know, my prayer warriors on Miss Wendy Williams because I love her. Her son does not trust the team. I don't trust the team neither, to be honest with you, baby. Okay, only son, listen here. I love you. Mm-hmm. And I love Wendy. Ain't nobody serving the tea. Ain't nobody serving the tea like Miss Wendy. We got these perpetrators, wannabe, could never, okay, ever. But, okay, nobody ever and ever could and ever will be able to serve the tea like Miss Wendy. Okay, she was supposed to have the podcast. The podcast came out. Some sources are saying, you know, word on the streets, mere rumors, you know, so to speak, a little pillow talk, that team, that managing team that she got is no good for her. Okay, every project that Miss Wendy is supposed to been did thus far, she has not. All right, they listen, because word on the streets is her health is slipping. Okay, her son needs to see her. Her son needs to make sure she is all right. She needs to be with her family, not with no fucking. And word on the streets, allegedly, mere rumors, so to speak, a little pillow talk. This is a new management team. Miss Wendy, they don't really know nothing about Miss Wendy. Miss Wendy really don't know really too much about them. So I feel like being a fan and all and loving Miss Wendy Williams and her son. And yeah, she crosses some bridges. But she ain't burning the motherfuckers down. And we can always rebuild. You understand me? Show a little compassion and a little love. Can we start a petition to help her son really look into her health and make sure Miss Wendy Williams, our queen, our diva, who told us everything before everything was breaking out. Y'all knew about all the shit that's on these little media websites, blogs right now. Y'all already knew because Wendy, had already told y'all, okay? She had lost several jobs fucking with these stars, exploiting their ass, letting y'all know, the regular people like you and I, what really goes on behind closed doors. So I feel like, America, if we have a little compassion, can we have somebody look into this? Because she really do have health problems. And then if you add alcohol and other shit, we don't know what's going on. We barely see her. And then when we do see her, come on, tell the truth for shame the devil, I am. Tell the truth for shame the devil, I will. When we do see her, she look funny. Huh? I love her to death. She don't look like that live, vibrant Wendy that we know. Okay, she looking like, here's an appearance. Let me give her an appearance. We don't even know if she got her money. We don't know what that managing team is doing. What is the management team? What do they do? Do she really need a management team? Or do she need like a caretaker and her family rallying around her to make sure she get the things she need? I say we have somebody look into that, at least for her son, her only son. Can y'all at least have a little compassion for the son? Okay, can we at least have somebody look into that so he can have a peace of mind and at least get back to me so I can have a peace of mind? Because I still love her. To me, she's the queen of right of the tea. To me, okay? And probably a lot of other people as well. Okay, listen, it's your girl, the Why and Why Not, because we can. I love y'all. Can y'all get somebody on that? And I'll get more on this story, baby, as it develops, okay? Allegedly. Word on the streets. A little pull a tongue, so to speak. Rumors, mere rumors, so to speak. All right, let's talk about Scrappy and the Bam. All right. Yeah, you know, it's coming to an end. You know, and the only thing that I feel sorry about, allegedly, with this is the children. You know, because, you know, they have to, right, go through this with y'all. I wish. The only thing I wish is somebody, you know, that they don't take the kids through it with them. You know what I mean? Daddy's gone for a while. Just say that. Daddy ain't coming back. You know, Daddy went to make some money. You know what I'm saying? Daddy went to the army. You know what I'm saying? Don't make it awkward for him. Sometimes daddy gonna come around. You had your time with your daddy. You know, at least until they get old enough to understand. Just because y'all going through divorce, don't take the kids with you. And yeah, he was wrong. The world see it, baby. Okay? And then one could say how you get them is how you lose them. We all know the story. Shit, we was there when it unfolded. You know? And I love you. You know I do. I love both of you. And it's unfortunate. It really is. We got some divorces. I told y'all. You know, sometimes people are in a person's life for a reason and a season. Pick yours, baby. Just pick yours. All right. We're going to talk about this one that's bad. It's Mississippi. It's Mississippi. Okay. Listen, a whole lot of deputies got fired down there. Okay, because they entered two men's house and tortured them, y'all, with handcuffs on. They tased them. Okay, one put a gun in one of them's mouth, pulled a trigger. You know, the gun didn't go off. And then to make it so bad, they even got allegations of sexual assault. All right, the black guys said them motherfuckers had dildos. Oh, my God, it's getting worse down there. You know they passed that Jim Crow. Is that Jim Crow law where they can lynch people? Is this the same goddamn place that's trying to build an all-white city inside an all-black city? I'm just not getting how y'all keep letting them get away with things. We got to nip this in the butt, baby. We got to nip this in the butt. I'm done. Okay, they got several deputies got fired, a whole lot of them, but it still don't erase what they did. Yeah, we're going to get that lawsuit started and filed and pursued, okay? Thank you. All right, anyway, listen, in other news, okay, listen, I'm going to get you more on that story as it develops because you know it's going to be more. Okay, they discuss it, and they don't seem to, you know, amaze me down that way. Okay, anyhow, listen, on great black news today, Black Girl Magic, Black Women Rock. All right, we have our first, okay, black girl to ever make history. She graduated from law school, baby girl, at 19 years old. I'm talking about Miss Taylor. I don't know her last name. I'm so messed up with this, but I'm going to spell it. Her last name is spelled S-C-H-I-L-T-Z. Right. Sasser. Okay, Taylor Sasser. I know I got that wrong, baby. I love you, beautiful one. Listen, she made history anyway. The youngest, okay? The youngest. Is it the youngest? Yeah, it's the youngest to ever graduate law school. Congratulations, princess. Congratulations. Beautiful. Yeah. We always got to congratulate each other when we do our accomplishments. You know, why not? You know what I'm saying? They deserve that. Really. They actually really deserve that. You know what? Our youth is doing their damn thing. I'm telling you. They doing their diligently. Remember a couple of months ago, we had the two beautiful black girls that solved the first, that beautiful math science, problem and everything. The people thought they couldn't do it. Not only did they solve it, they made a new way of solving it. So it's two ways instead of one. Yeah. We in it. Okay, we here. Okay, we here, and we ain't going nowhere. Okay, today is Thursday with your girl, the Why and Why Not, because we can. It's a beautiful day out here in the seas. Any birthdays out here today? Happy birthday, beautiful ones. Happy birthday. Listen, if we going anywhere, can we please get a designated driver? Let someone know where you going today. It's important. We got people coming up missing every single day. That's the scary thing. We still ain't found out about all those kids in Cleveland, Ohio that came up missing in May. It's like 34 of them now, all of a sudden. It's about 34. Okay, please. So let somebody know where you're going to be or where you're going. It's important. Okay, now we can't really put an age on anything because the people who's coming up missing is all ages, but now we're sending a national alert because actually it was all kids. Okay, ranging from the ages of 20 on down. Okay, that deserves some type of coverage. It really does. But does it get it? It does not. Okay, I love y'all. Listen, any anniversaries today? Happy anniversary. Okay, I want to say happy anniversary. Okay, to anybody that's celebrating the anniversary, stay with your woman. All right, stay with your woman. It's hard. I know it's hard, but ladies, don't listen. Keep your peace, too. Don't stick with a man because you feel like you have to. Or maybe the world is making you stick with that man and you feel like you have to. Let me tell you something. If you're not happy, there is nothing worse than being in a relationship and you ain't happy. Okay, don't stay there neither. Don't sit in shit. Cause if you sit in shit too long, you ain't gonna be able to tell when that shit stink. For real, yeah. Believe me, time ain't forever. If you're not happy, it's time for you to move on, really, and find your king, and find your happiness. It's somebody who will love you and appreciate you, all of you, okay? Not just the, you know, fun you or the wild you. No, all of you. Even the boring, book smart fucking you, okay? Yes, baby. It's Thursday out here in the seas with your girl, the wild. Baby, I'm just relaxing today. Today's going to be a beautiful day. Y'all relax today. No extras. Listen, be careful of your surroundings. I want to say this. Be careful of your surroundings. Oh, yeah. The world is pissed off about y'all seen that case. It's on every social media. The world is so angry about that mother who they claim had her son come in and defend her honor. You know, the one where we seen on the social media where the guy was telling the lady to be quiet, and you know, and he socked her, or he was going to hit her in the face, and he did, and then her son came in, saw that, went back to the car, got the gun, and killed the man. Oh, the world is so upset about that. They said that the mother had the son be a man too soon. That wasn't the mother's fault at all. That was not. See, what happened is you guys are not used. Really, you guys are not used to being raised around men. That young man was raised around a man, okay? And even if she was a single mom, first of all, we need to have that talk. We need to have that talk. And I know y'all hate when we say us us seasonal people are us old heads. I know y'all hate when we talk about generations. But look how he hauled off and hit that lady. That was another black woman. The reason why we talk about generations is because we're trying to show y'all the difference. That rage that he hauled off and hit her for real, that late at night, what was that for? I still don't even, the reason why I haven't made a report on it, I'm still trying to get to the root of it. Did they know each other? Why would a man that don't even know a woman haul off and feel comfortable with hitting another black woman like that? I felt like he has done that before. And fellas, you know you can't do things too many times without somebody coming to get you. Somebody, brother, uncle, sister. It could have been anybody. Don't blame this on black women. This was a black man thing, I feel like. There was no way that man had no right putting his hands on that woman, especially if he did not know her. I bet you him and the mother, I bet you the mother and the son was terrified. There was nothing they could do. That was one of those situations, I'm going to be honest with you. When you say in your head, I'm so glad I had my gun with me. I'm serious, because it's this generation. Why would you feel comfortable with holding up? And look how she looked. She looked like somebody's mother. Could have been somebody's grandmother. And you just hauled off and just, pow. I mean, honey, the hit. I heard the hit. The hit just messed me up in my head. I felt like she blacked out. They blacked out. That was a trauma moment. That was trauma brought by our own people. My condolences to his family. My condolences to her family. Yeah, because that's trauma. She's forever going to be left with that. Her son is going to be forever left with that. We have no protection unless it's our own. We got to defend ourselves from our own people. Black on black crime all the time. And now y'all already know that y'all don't understand that we are already being hunted. I love y'all. I tell the truth for shame the devil. I am. I tell the truth for shame the devil. I will. I am. I will. That's just how it is. Nobody likes to hear the truth. I'm going to tell you the truth at the end of the day. Nobody likes to hear the truth about things. This is the realest podcast out here. And I'm going to tell you the truth about things, whether we want to hear it or not. Another multi-million dollar lawsuit. Yeah, over there in Mississippi. Yeah, wow. I just, you know. I'm just ready for everybody to play their part. We're a nation. We're a country. We got to stand together. We got to fight together. I'm so happy that we have new candidates for the presidency, though. That's one thing I am happy about. Oh, my God. I am too happy about that. And I'm going to keep my eyes on Russia, China, and Africa. Okay. See, because we are losing people. We don't have a lot of allies now. Okay, we're going to have to talk about it. We will. But today won't be that day. It's Thursday, y'all. I love you. We are on an experience with your girl, the why and why not, because we can. Okay. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, you can co-parent. Baby daddy, baby mama, he don't have to be with you. She don't have to be with you. Y'all can co-parent. One more thing. I love you. Excuse me. You can't invite everybody to your house, sugar. Okay? You can't tell everybody your business now. All right? Everybody not your friend. Friend. Everybody not your friend. Listen here, friend. Let me tell y'all something. Friend, don't bring nobody over to my house that I don't know. Friend, don't you do that. I don't give a damn if you know her, friend. Don't bring nobody over my house, friend, that I don't know. Friend, don't bring nobody over my house, friend, that you know, that I know. Don't talk about me. Listen, don't like me and that talks about me, friend, in the street. Friend, don't bring my enemy over my house, friend. See, y'all got to start having rules for these people so it can stop less attacks on you, on your spirit. See, you don't know what type of spirits these folks carry with them when they coming to your house. You stop that. Stop that transfer of spirits, baby. Don't let them come in your house. You don't know her. You don't know where she been. Don't have her come in your house. You got to let people go. Let me tell you something. To have your peace and enjoy your peace, sometimes you got to let people go. I see you at your house because you can't seem to respect my boundaries. It's called having boundaries. Now, listen, you're going to lose a couple people when you have boundaries, but it's okay. They're your boundaries. They got to respect your boundaries or they can't be around you. Ain't nothing wrong with that. And ladies, listen. I love y'all so much. It's your girl, The Why and Why Not, because we can, baby. It's Thursday, and it's the Thursday experience with your girl, The Why. Listen, we don't fight over men no more. We don't fight over men no more. We replace them. We don't have time for that. That's why they're very angry, okay? Now, they telling us they replacing us with... No, we're replacing you. We're tired of going through. Huh? We don't fight over men anymore. We're replacing you. We're tired of going through. Once they act like they finna try to take you through something, ladies, bust at you. Do it all for you. Huh? I love y'all. It's Thursday. Uh-huh. With your girl, The Why and Why Not? Because we can. Me and you can do the same too. Because we still got good men out here. They just been hurt, so now they a little afraid to... you know, come out. And I understand that. Oh, my God. Fellas, I do understand it. Take your time. Okay. Look for the red flags. If she do something you know ain't right, leave her ass. I don't care what kind of good ass she got, baby, because sometimes they crazy. They crazy now. They want to treat you bad and think that's cute. That means that ain't the one for you, because your girl going to come in and treat you real good. You going to love it over there. You going to love it over there. I said what I said, right? I said what I said. Yes, Orlando Brown, baby. Bad Boy season. I don't even know the season. I wish I did. It's on Jonathan on there. Twin. Him and Chef D. Okay. Yes, baby. You know I love it. I love it. I love it. It's your girl, The Why and Why Not, because we can. That's a Nelly Nunn production, ain't it? Yes. Go, Nelly. Okay. Right. Mm-hmm. I tell you, baby, God is good when all the time. When in doubt, you pray it all. Yeah, any anniversaries, keep your baby. Okay? If she know all about you, keep your baby. It's hard out here. It is hard. Listen, be careful on that computer dating or whatever y'all be doing. Swipe it to the left, swipe it to the right. Meet in public, meet in the light. Okay, now dating is a total different ritual. Okay, now they talking about if you meet them at night, you want some, you want the pipe. You know, you meet them at night, you want the pipe. Don't meet them at night. Meet them in the day so we can say, hey. You know what I'm saying? We can be friends. How to do? How are you? You know what I'm saying? Don't meet at night because, you know, it's the signals, I feel like. The signals is getting crossed. It's sometimes shit that's common sense. It's because, listen. Folks ain't got no common sense no more, baby. You got to spell everything out. And listen, when you planning these days, make sure these fellas gonna pay for it. They acted up now. They'll take you on a date, baby, and won't even pay for it. And then try to tell you they not paying for it because they don't know you yet. That's game. Okay? If you gonna ask me on a date, you gonna pay for that shit. If I even think I gotta ask you, are you gonna pay for it? Matter of fact, I don't even date people like that. I gotta make sure you financially stable so we can go handle up on that business. You understand me? Because I'm financially stable. If I want to buy my own goddamn dinner, I sit there by myself. What you there for? Huh? I love you. But women like to, real women like to be spoiled. Oh, we could argue all day. Men like to be spoiled. Do you? That's not your role. I never heard of a spoiled man. Okay, unless he in a relationship with a woman and she's spoiling him with whatever he want. But that's the relationship, baby. I ain't never heard of a motherfucker just outright talking about never. Out his mouth, I'm spoiled. Never, ever, ever. Y'all say a lot. Y'all say a lot out your mouths. You say a lot out your mouths. And some of that shit you shouldn't even say. Okay? Yeah. And y'all hate when we blame it on a generation, but it's like, fuck it, it's weird for us, like y'all young kids, like y'all tight skins say, shit, y'all be acting weird, okay? We don't know how to process that, you know? Some shit we ain't used to, right? Mm-hmm. It is what it is, okay? It is what it is. It's Thursday, okay? It's Thursday. And I love you, and I ain't gonna take up too much of your time. Okay, but I am going to say health is the new wealth. And with that, I'm going to say, if we're in the healthcare business or you just going to the doctor per se and everything, listen here, don't do no studies. Okay, not one. Because number one, you're nobody's lab rat. Okay, I just want to tell you that. And you heard that from your girl the why. Listen, don't do no studies. Okay, all right. Just, you heard what I said, okay? Because doing studies is not good, really. Especially at a certain, when you young, just go have at it. Study the fuck out if you want to. When you young, do that. Under 40, do that. For real, under 45, no, under 40, do that. Okay, under 40, you can do that shit. Okay, you go do the studies, be somebody little lab rat. Over 45, you ain't got no business there. Because they studies nowadays is not good. Not good for us, not good for our health, okay? At a certain age, shit is a health scare, okay? You can't be up drinking all night over motherfucking 50. Y'all still drinking all night. I heard allegedly of a man that stayed up drinking all night in Vegas, over 50. Went to lay down, never got back up. My condolences to his family. My condolences to his family. Certain shit we just can't do no more. Let these young people have that shit, baby. When you a certain age, it's a certain way you have to conduct yourself. That's all I'm saying. You know, don't do more. You do less. You understand me? When you young, you can do more. When you older, you can do less. Look at that 16-year-old missing. Okay, been missing since February. Okay, black hair, brown eyes. Uh-huh, yeah. Call 1-800-LOSS. Yeah, our babies is coming up missing, baby. Our babies is coming up missing, and that's important. That's scary. Keep your eyes on your children. Okay, that's number one. Keep your eyes on your children. And remember, baby, always had that conversation. I like to talk about it all the time. Weekends is made for family. Okay, Saturday and Sunday, that's made for family. Go check on your mama them. You still got your mama them alive. You are blessed and highly favored. You understand, times is hard. Y'all better be careful. Watch where them kids is at. Stay on them. Shit, we got black market. Do y'all know we got black market for the computer, baby, and they sell body parts? Did I tell y'all that? Did I ever tell y'all that? Because I love you. It's your girl, the why and why not. Because we can, we talk, we family here. We talk. We talk almost, damn near, almost every day. Huh? And nothing feels better than that. It's your girl, the why not? Because we can. Listen, no copyrights to any music you might hear in the background. Y'all know I love to play. I'm a comedian at best. Look, and a host. I'm about to write me a damn book, too. Mr. Durillo, you ain't the only one finna write that book, Mr. Mello. Okay, right, yes, and I am gonna listen to the new music, okay? Because, hey, it is what it is, all right? And the other news, oh, my God. I'm so tired of talking about, Listen, it's y'all time, it's y'all topic, y'all love to talk about it. I don't really choose to talk about it, but I'm gonna go ahead and say two words about it, two or three. I'm gonna give my opinions, okay? And I'm gonna say allegedly, Mr. Blueface, I know you angry because Miss Rock is gone and moved on, Just y'all seen her at the BET Awards. She had her new friend, you know, hot, sexy, hot, you know, allegedly beautiful. The red hot, red sexy red. Hey, got it. Lovely, beautiful, the beautiful, sexy red. She have her friends, you know, she got some DMs. They hitting her in their DMs. You know, I know y'all upset. Okay, because that was your money. That was your cash cow right there. I know you're trying to do a little something with the other baby mama and everything, but it ain't the same, Mr. Face. It ain't the same. You know, you and her just hit different, and that ain't even in a good way, allegedly. You know, a little word on the streets. You know, a little pull a tongue, so to speak. Okay, yeah, they trying to do something, him and her, him and his other little baby mama, but it's just not working out. Baby, she could never, okay, and I mean ever be a Miss Krishan Rock. I'm sorry. Yeah. Y'all lost y'all money. And then your mama, allegedly, word on the streets, a little pull a talk, so to speak, rumors up here, got her nerve to talk. Ma'am, could you just please stop? Stop. Sit down. Okay, y'all 15, 20 minutes of fame is over because Miss Krishan Rock is going somewhere else. How can you, one more question. Sir, how can y'all not lock that down? She did not sign to Mac 100, allegedly. You know, word on the streets, a little pull a tongue. Girl, that was the smartest motherfucking move she made. See, she was smart as hell. She didn't let nobody tie her down in no contract. So therefore, she get to have all her money. His ass get to have all whatever little money she left you. And I'm sure, I'm almost damn near sure you done went through that. Okay. All right, renting models and shit, flying hoes out, allegedly, and shit like that. Yeah. You done went through that. Uh-huh. How could y'all let that cash cow get away? Oh, I know you mad. Baby, I'm mad for you. Okay, I ain't mad. You should be. See, that's how y'all, I know your mama is. Okay, allegedly, little word on the screen. All right, yeah, because she always got her name in her mouth. Okay, so you know she big mad. You big mad if you always talking about her. Uh-huh. That was y'all money right there. Okay, allegedly, little word on the screen. A little pull a talk, rumors, so to speak. It's on every media platform. All we have to do is go to your page and look it up. We see you and her. Uh-huh. Mm-mm-mm. How does it feel to start over, baby? How does it feel? Okay, how does it feel? Boy, I tell you, it's your girl to why and why not? Because we can. Yeah. Y'all dropped the ball on that moneymaker right there. I'm just saying, congratulations, baby, on all your future ventures, okay? And you and that baby and all them ballers. In your DM, okay? Gonna hit him in the DM. He wanna hit her in the DM. Yeah. Okay, it's your girl to why. Okay, and why not? Because we can. Listen, ladies, times has changed. We got population and inflation, okay, y'all? So please be safe out here. Don't wear no gold. Senior citizens, stop it. No gold in the daytime. I don't give a fuck how early it is. No gold in the daytime. Because, listen, no matter what time it is, thieves and any opportunity will get you. Especially us, okay? Seasonal people. That means older people. Especially us older people. Please stop it. Stop going out with your golds and shit showing no. It's not the way it was back in the day. They will snatch that, okay? Gold means money in their eyes. They will pull over, get out their motherfucking car, and assault you. So please, senior citizen, seasonal people, please, no gold. No more gold when you go out, especially if you got to get on the buses and stuff. Baby, you a target, okay? You a dead goddamn target, all right? Take all that shit off, please. Grandma, don't put that shit on Grandpa. And y'all know y'all got to go out, especially if y'all got a disability. I don't care if you is driving your own self in your own car, no go. I got to tell my mama that. I got to keep reminding my mother of that because she loves to try to wear a go. Lady, it is not the way it used to be. You, okay, beautiful, will be attacked and our feelings will be hurt. And we don't have time for that. Don't entice the goddamn robbers. God damn, it's just common sense. And us being seasonal people, we got it, but we just still think we living in that time, and you're not. Time is real hard for folks. That we hungry. Why y'all up here eating good? We hungry. That's all what I'm saying. Listen, I love you. Okay, I truly, truly do. You know, it's your girl, The Why. I understand you could be listening to any other podcast, but you choose to listen to your girl, The Why, and why not? Because we can. And I appreciate that. Did I tell you I love you? I love you, and God loves you, too. Baby, try. Don't give up. You got this. Keep going today, because guess what? Tomorrow, I love you. Fuck it up that any style. Tomorrow, you're only a day away. Yeah, you know me. I'm crazy. I like to switch it up, throw a little jazz up in there. You know, just a little see, a little gumbo of love. Just a little gumbo of love. Listen, I love y'all. I appreciate y'all. Okay, you be safe out there. Okay, watch your surroundings. If it don't feel right, it ain't right. Trust your gut. That's why we have instincts, okay? I love y'all. Don't be too hard on people, all right? We're only human. We are going to make some mistakes, and it's okay, okay? You learn to live another day. I love you, all right? It's Thursday, y'all. I'm out. This is my song, too. Let's hear it.
See you face to face, I'm thinking about the days we used to be. But I can't make a scene. See you face to face, I'm thinking about the days we used to be. But I can't make a scene. Like I want you.
Ladies, be careful. They're love bombing out there. You see, they love to say they love you when they really don't.
Even if it's true.
It's only to get what you got. Be careful, babies.
I guess it's overdue. Tell me your point of view. Tell me, am I to blame? You're so good with change. A table set for two. You got me waiting, but you ain't coming through. Tried to stay patient, but gotta face the truth. Ooh, 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 ooh. See you face to face. I'm thinking about the days we used to be. But I can't make a scene. See you face to face. I'm thinking about the days we used to be. But I can't make a scene.
Choose you. Peace is beautiful.
Even if it's true.
Have a beautiful, blessed day. It's your girl, The Why, and why not? Because we can. It's Thursday, y'all. I appreciate you, love you, and watch your surroundings. Peace and love. I'm out.